questions for Jeff?
Did you really memorize every word in the bid letter?
Yeah, of course. That's what it says, doesn't it? Yeah. It's a little bit of poetic license, but I've always been interested in birds, so yeah. You had a question in the back.
Yeah, I'm curious about that sequence you did jumping off of
the Celestial Emporium.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you sit there and think a lot? Did you let stuff penetrate your mind and then see what came up later or what came up in your life later? How did that process go for you?
That was more of a gift. I mean, I came across this thing, you know, in this essay. Actually, it was a reference to this in another essay. Foucault talks about it in one of his books, and there's a bunch of people who reference this, but I came across it in, I don't even remember where. And so I went to look up the essay, and I found it, and I was just completely enamored with it, this imaginary Chinese encyclopedia. I mean, imagine that's the way you're arguing against somebody. Oh, no, there's this Chinese encyclopedia that I'm making up, right? And so I just had these titles, right? I suddenly had, you know, 12, 13 titles that I had to write poems for. And it was a strange experience because it was different than usually you put the title on sort of as you're going or last. And this one, I sort of, you know, I had to find the poem that made sense with the title. And some of them were, you know, easier than others. Like there's one that's just called Others, right? And so that sort of, I could do anything with that one. But some of them, like those that just have broken a flower vase, those that look like flies from a distance, somehow I had to get that conception in there and see what that meant to the poem and make a poem out of that. So oftentimes what you see, I think, what you hear in the poems is me struggling toward a definition or struggling toward that moment when the poem starts to deal with its larger subject. So you have a lot of these sort of long clauses, win, right? These adverbial clauses. And that structure is sort of me thinking the poem toward its goal, which I don't even know what its goal is, but just says something to do with the title and somehow that we gain access to what this means. You know, I mean, so the poems came out reasonably quickly, first draft-wise at least, came out reasonably quickly under those terms. But it took me a long time to organize them into a sequence that made sense. It took me a long time to make the poems themselves make sense, you know, to revise and edit and review the poems. So it took me, I don't know, 3 or 4 years to write that whole sequence. But the first draft of it was a real gift, and it came pretty fast. Like I said, like the camel's hair brush one, I just went to the internet and looked up Google, and you know, I put in camel's hair brush. I had no idea what it was. So then it's not really a camel's hair brush. You know, it's not made of camel's hair, which is what I thought. You know, but it's like a makeup brush, right? It's made with other animals. So that's where that starts, right? But then again, you have to find what the poem means out of that. It's not like my experience necessarily. It's trying to bring my experience to bear on the larger questions that Borges is raising in this example, which seemed to me about sort of the Linnean idea of taxonomy, right? What that means to order, what it means to order things, what it means to order things imaginatively, you know, because his imagination just makes stuff up, right? And it's as valid as anything that, you know, the argument against it. Again, I didn't know all that when I started. Poems for me are very much about investigating ignorance, my ignorance in particular, so that, you know, when I came to the, you know, that process was an investigative process for me that sort of went to my thinking about what it was that Borges was actually doing. That's, you know, thanks for that question, though. Yeah.
You think so much with color. Why? Is that something that is conscious in the way that you make poems? Or is it something you think is part of your own consciousness?
I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, I'm very invested in poems that are about place and about landscape and about the way that we understand those places and understand the world and see the world. I don't like poems that sort of exist in poem land. You know, that sort of don't, you know, it's just all sort of words happening in somebody's head. That's not that interesting to me. I want to know where I am and where how I'm grounded. So I'm always trying to be very concrete in my description and very visual. So I think that's part of it. So there's a couple things happening there. One is that's just my predilection, but two is that it's a conscious effort to be grounding myself and be focused on where I am and what that means. Because the landscapes of the that book, particularly Birdwatching Wartime, but the other poems too, you know, sort of jump around in landscape. I'm a person. I'm sort of who's moved around a lot. I don't have a home landscape that I always write about, you know. So my places jump around, and I think that's part of is that I'm always looking for the value in those each particular place. That's another good question. Thank you. All right. Well, cheers. Thank you guys very much. You know.